Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting the details about what goes on in Switzerland. But those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
I got to put a little oil in it.
Go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Happy, happy Friday Eve, Truth Nation. Good morning. It is Thursday, it's 29th, 2024. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth because you deserve the best. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Junior, to you, DT.
Yes, it is indeed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for it being another Friday Eve. Good morning, DJ Ricky.
Miss DT, what it do? Good morning.
Let me ask you a question. When you say what it do, what do you want me to say? What it do? What should be my response? I'm curious.
What it did. Nah. What it did. What it is, Jack.
We're like, you dig it, so, it's dug.
Yeah, so when somebody says what it do, then I'm supposed to say what it did.
You could, yeah. Or you could be like, hey, how you doing? How's it going?
Oh, okay. I thought I was well versed in what they call it. UrbanDictionary.com, Urban Diction.
You are the effective communication coach. You are.
You better know it all day.
Period.
All day.
See what I did there?
All right. Well, we've got an exciting show for everyone this morning. Lots going on in not only Milwaukee, but also across the country. There has been a recent development. Can you imagine? And so we're going to cover another episode of The Young and the Restless within MPS. So there's another development within the Milwaukee Public School District school system that we're going to talk about. Also, speaking of education, there is a very well-known former professional athlete who opened up a school within the inner city of a major city here in the Midwest that has also taken the lead, such as Governor Ron DeSantis in the state of Florida, as well as other groups in the country that are banning cell phones from schools. Telly, I know you and I, we've covered different states that are either considering, looking at, mandating, making laws regarding cell phone usage within the schools, public schools.
The last time we had this as a conversation on here on Truth Be Told, it was a long and I wouldn't say heated, but if you recall, DT, we talked about that for at least an hour, if cell phones should be banned. And people have different opinions on it, and you can see and try to figure out different ways to implement that. But yeah, people are going to feel the way they feel because they want to feel like they're always attached or they're connected to their kid. And others feel like, hey, look, that is time that they need to focus on learning and studying. So, So the debate continues.
What I find interesting, again, we'll get more into this when we come back from our first break. What I find interesting about this particular leader and the particular school of which, you know, this leader has banned cell phones. For me, the reason why the students weren't that resistant, as well as the parents, is because this individual, the delivery format was much, to me, more healthy than other states who are leveraging their power to be more of a dictator.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this individual who we're going to talk about, when I first began reading the story and listening to this individual speak, again, we'll get into that, but I think this is a clear and relevant example of sometimes it's not just the message, it's the messenger and the way that the message is delivered.
Exactly.
This is going to be interesting when we talk about that. Also, because you know I love, you know, I don't wait, y'all. I can't speak for Telly or Ricky. I do not wait for February to talk about, within 28 days, the significant contributions, inventions, innovations, creations, and elevations that our community has created for this country. So for me, a Black History moment is American history 24/7, 365. So we're going to also cover, yesterday or the day before yesterday, we talked about all of the Black women that have ran for president of the United States of America. There's another monumental, for lack of better words, event that has occurred within our community that we're going to talk about as well. Also, updates regarding Tyre Nichols, the Black or blue police officers that resulted in their actions resulted in the death of Tyre Nichols. More updates on that. It's going to be a great show. And of course, in the second hour, we're going to bring to you a special edition of Truth or Dare with Telly. And today's subject matter, Telly, since we're getting ready to go back to school, is we're going to ask you Truth or Dare questions for students.
Ooh.
You may have to go back in time in part of this Truth or Dare segment today.
As long as we don't have to revisit my college days, I'm good with that.
Hey, we might. You may just have to take a dare. It's up to you, Telly.
You was wilding in college, Telly? Got some stories?
No, I was an ordinary student. I went to Bible study on Tuesdays and Thursday nights.
That's what we calling it.
Yeah. I better tread lightly. I was with my wife in college, so.
Okay. All right. I get what you're saying. All right.
Yeah, so conversation's over. All right, change the subject. Interesting. So I think I've shared this, but my daughter is currently in, she's in a doctorate program for clinical psychology. So she's going to be Dr. Dominique Thomas in about 3.5 years. And yesterday, the day before yesterday, pardon me, she comes running down the stairs and she's like, she just looked flustered. Like if somebody had stole her bicycle at the age of 8. I was like, what's wrong? And she was like, I just finished my class online. And I was like, okay, what's the problem? We have an assignment. Yeah, that's pretty standard operating procedure when you're in school. What's wrong? We have to present for 2 hours. Now, mind you, Telly and Ricky, this is the daughter. This is my daughter. Damn. Like, I'm thinking, you're the daughter of the effective communication coach. Like, that is all I do every day, all day, for a living. However, it was a teachable moment for me because, as we've talked about before, you can't expect you from others.
Mm-hmm.
Do not expect you from other people. Do not measure who they are, who they should be, what they're not, based on them being different from you. So my first reaction was, of course, what do you mean you're nervous? What do you mean you don't want to present for 2 hours? I was like, man, let's make it 3. And she was like, Mom, you're not helping. But it was a reminder, because I still, to this day, I understand the reality that the majority of people on Earth, not just in this country or in this continent, but on Earth, 99.9% of humans fear public speaking. Some would rather be in a coffin before speaking in front of an audience. So Telly, is that, and again, you're a broadcasting journalist. You speak in front of, you know, like you said the other day, thousands of people, even though you may not be speaking directly to them as you, you know, are commentating regarding sports, but they're in the building. So you can feel and see their energy. They're looking at you, et cetera. Is it still, and maybe I should ask this question to Ricky. Is it still one of the most feared things to do? Public speaking, is it still something that people are afraid of?
Yeah.
I'm a public figure myself because I'm obviously a DJ. So I get nervous sometimes because if I'm in a room full of people that I don't know versus the normal club or bar that I would DJ at, I would get somewhat nervous. But after a while, we got a job to do. Either you're going to get the check or you're not going to get the check.
But see, I think that I guess as I get older, when you said that you're in a room full of people you don't know, that to me should make you feel less nervous because it's like, look, you don't know me. So, I mean, you know, how can you judge me? You don't even know me. I mean, because that's your biggest fear of being judged. Are people going to like you? Are they going to dislike you? But if they don't know you, why should you care?
I feel like that when I'm mostly out of the state because I ain't going to see these people again.
And I mean, shoot, you feel like that in state. But DT, I do still get a little nervous. But in terms of like, you know, fearful. Of course, I'm not like, oh my gosh, or get stage fright or anything. But I think actually still getting nerves before you get on stage is a good thing because you need to know how to channel it. I mean, you could take those nerves and turn it into positive energy. And people will never know that you're nervous. But I've done tons of interviews. I was pretty nervous while I was doing it, but you would never know.
And that's why you're the professional. And as someone who coaches individuals as well as groups, which I love doing, for me, I really focus on, well, I take anybody who is receptive to coaching. That's the first step. And there's a lot of people who want to play the guitar but don't want to take lessons.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let that marinate. But, when I saw the fear and the anxiety on my daughter's face, I thought, man, this is still relevant.
Oh,
and
these are
individuals, you know, my daughter, she's studying to be a clinical psychologist. And obviously, as I shared with her, your professor is assigning that type of assignment as part of your preparation. Because when you are a clinical psychologist, not only will you be working with, you know, whatever patient scope you have, whether it's, you know, children, and for my daughter's case, it will be children. There's going to be organizations, there's going to be media that reach out to you and say, hey, could you be a guest on the show, or could you present or sit on a panel discussion? So I appreciate the professor's objective in terms of exposing the students to public speaking. I just, again, seeing her face, she was just like, as if somebody told her to go swim in the ocean with sharks. That is how she looked.
Yeah, some people have that type of anxiety when it comes to public speaking. And the funny thing is, there's five of us. I mean, I have four siblings, and only me and my brother are public speakers. Like, you can't get my sister to say anything in front of more than five people, along with my middle brother and my oldest brother. Yeah, so...
This reminds me that I have so much work to do. What's your sister's name one more time?
Chevelle. We just call her Shell. Yeah.
Shell, when you're ready, I am.
Yeah.
I don't force, but when you're ready,
look, she just,
I am.
She is not interested.
Telly, ain't nobody talking to you. Shell, whenever you're ready. Whenever. I'm not, there's no force, there's no expiration date, but whenever you're ready. Yeah, here's what is that person. This is my business. He's talking about, don't nobody want to eat your burgers? Be quiet, Telly.
No, I didn't say that.
Whenever, you do that all the time.
No,
whenever
I
you're ready.
I said that from the terms of me knowing my sister. It has nothing to do with you.
I'm not saying you don't. But what I'm saying is that your delivery right there, Shell, I'm here for you, queen.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, you give me a call. Don't listen to the people that tell you what you can't do or what you're not going to do or what you never did. This thing called life, it's all about evolution. When you're ready,
I would love
I'm here.
To see that.
That's why I'm the coach, and that's why your brother does what he does. Coaches don't talk like that. You could do whatever you want to do when you're ready. When you're ready, you call me. All right. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told with DT and Telly. When we come back, we're going to get into it, y'all. We want to hear from you as well. 833-212-1017. It's Friday Eve, y'all. Let's go. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
What's going on, Truth Nation? Thank you so much for tuning in to the best morning show on planet Earth. Good morning. It is Friday Eve, Thursday, August 29th. Now, before break, we were discussing our topics for today's show. And once again, the Milwaukee Public Schools, as well as the administration, are back in the news. Now, Governor Tony Evers signed a shared revenue bill, or also known as Act 12, into law in June of 2023. And the clock started ticking for MPS to put police officers, or what is also known as liaison officers, school resource officers, back in the buildings of MPS. The school board, the MPS school board, voted to remove them in 2020 following protest. So Act 12 required 25 officers to be in place by January of this year, which never happened. So Senator John, is it Jagler, Telly? Should I say Jagler or Jagler?
I think it's Jagler. Yeah.
Jagler?
Yeah.
So Senator John Jagler, who is a Republican out of Watertown, he represents Watertown, Wisconsin. So he is a senator out of Watertown, Wisconsin, said it is clear that they are not going to be ready in time for the start of the school year. They are breaking the law, plain and simple. So this state senator is calling out MPS based on the state giving MPS a January deadline to implement school resource officers, which they have not. And they were supposed to be in place again by January of this year, which never happened.
It's still just so crazy to me that it's such a low number. There are 25 schools within a 3-mile radius in Milwaukee that all are part of MPS. So 25 officers, and you couldn't even get that done. Yeah.
Again, there's a lot of homework that's a sign that does not get completed.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, according to the president of the Milwaukee Police Association, Alexander Ayala, said that without resource officers in schools, the calls keep coming for police. And see, to your point, Telly, there's a difference. You have police officers who are assigned, whether they're patrol officers, whether, you know, they are assigned to certain areas as well as certain responsibilities. You have an act that was approved, a shared revenue bill that was approved and put into law back in June of 2023. You had a whole 6 months to get, just like you said, 25 officers in place by earlier this year, January. Nothing ever happened.
And keep in mind, this was a stipulation of the sales tax that was implemented in January. That was a part of it. It wasn't like this was something that they said, we might do it or not. This was one of the things that they were trying to sell you on. Hey, as a part of the sales tax, because the shared revenue law was designed so Milwaukee could raise its sales tax with stipulations, including school resource officers returned to MPS. So when they say that, that means that was contingent on them doing this. And so basically that's another thing that you were lied to about, because that's basically me coming to you saying, okay, you know, we're going to raise this, but look at what you're going to get when we raise this. And then once we do it, and then you come back and be like, hey, what happened to those officers? Oh, we forgot about that. We're going to get to it.
And that's exactly what MPS School Board Vice President Jilly Gokul-Gandhi shared during a recent press event at the Milwaukee Press Club with the Milwaukee School Board. This is what she said during this event, and I quote, We're going to continue to focus on restorative justice as the main lever of serving our kids. And so that is my commitment. I've said that. I've gone on record and said that over and over again. And so that is what I will focus on.
Yeah. Now, so are we really focusing on the kids' safety, or are we waiting on the next unfortunate event and then realize that, oh, maybe we should have these officers in school? Because I hear the stories on a daily basis when you do have disruptive kids and you can't put your hands on them as an administrator or as a teacher. But when you call the police, they're not trying to come to every school and break up school fights and things of that nature. And then they take their time getting there. Trust me, we have experience. I'm not making this up. And I'm not calling out MPS for that, because, again, I'm sure that's a lot of extra work and resources that you have to put for that on top of everything that you're trying to do now. So that's why, if you already have those officers in place, you don't have to worry about waiting or the time between you call and they arrive at your school. And I mean, because you have all type of stuff that happens. You have parents that come up there and may have weapons. You have kids that return on the premises to, you know, fight or do whatever. So there's a need for it, and let's not wait until something happens to understand the importance of it.
What continues to baffle me, about MPS is that they got more excuses. I'm not even going to finish the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to, you know what? You know that term. You got more excuses than a going to. It everything that you said is absolutely valid, Telly. You don't even need me to say that. But here's my concern. Or in addition to that, which you highlighted, but in addition to, this was the law. This was
right.
A bill that was turned into a law. They were supposed to have been MPS this done in January. We have heard time and time and time again about MPS, their say do ratio. It's terrible. And the only people that are impacted by this are educators, parents, and most importantly, our students. And no one is holding MPS accountable.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting tired of reading stories month after month after month where you are not just missing deadlines, but you're missing deadlines for resources that are pertinent to a student's and educator's ability to have a successful academic year.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to come for people like former school board member Aisha Carr, accusing her of theft and misconduct. But yet you keep getting away, because if the law says that as a civilian, you can't walk up to somebody and punch them in the face. That's a civil right. Like, you can't just be out here in the streets walking up to civilians, even if you know them, and just start punching them in the face. That's a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we letting MPS get away with doing things that are against the law? And then have the audacity to accusing someone who, by the way, parents and students applauded. I have yet, and again, please, 833-212-1017. I have yet to hear anything negative about Aisha Carr in terms of how she served and led her district when she was a MPS school board member.
Yeah, the only...
I've not heard one.
Yeah, the only thing that I would have a problem with this is who is calling them out. Senator John Jagler out of Watertown, what is your connection to MPS? And if you are just going to point out the negative things, like, okay, be present and trying to be part of the solution as well. Because the last time I checked, you don't have a black, you know, like, let me give you an example. When Lena Taylor was, you know, a part of you know, was a senator, or was she a senator or a governor?
Yeah, state senator. Senator.
Yes. When she was a state senator, I never heard her come out with a statement and saying, hey, in Germantown, you know, they aren't doing this, or hey, in New Berlin, they're not doing that. So, I mean, keep your nose in your business. But again, this is another example of how MPS has dropped the ball in opportunities where they didn't necessarily have to.
Well, I somewhat disagree, but I hear you, Telly. When we come back, I'm going to share why I'm going to push back a little bit. But again, we want to hear from you. What needs to happen? Because to Telly's point, yes, he's a state senator, Republican out of Watertown, which has zero affiliation with MPS, but he is a state senator. And it is what it is. If you called out on you, don't be messy. 833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. When we come back, we want to hear from you. That and other hot topics to discuss today. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, tune in to the award-winning 1017 The Truth this Saturday at 10 a.m. for another episode of Community Heartbeat presented by Outreach Community Health Centers. Sherwin Hughes will speak with Dr. Mo Banga from Outreach Community Health Centers about the importance of immunizations, define inoculations, and your overall health. This is not just a show, it's a movement dedicated to bringing our community together through wellness. Do not miss Community Heartbeat presented by Outreach Community Health Centers this Saturday at 10 a.m. on 1017 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk.
Speaking of things not to miss, if you happen to miss the debut of The Truth on Politics earlier this week, it was such a success. And thank you, Truth Nation, for making the debut such a success. And because that, and if you missed the show, we will be re-airing The Truth on Politics next Monday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that is Labor Day. So if you're out doing your grilling, getting the barbecue, just sitting by the beach, you definitely want to tune in on Monday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Dr. Ken Harris, Sherwin Hughes, Telly Hughes, and Bailey Coleman discussed Kamala Harris policies, what are we getting for our vote, and the importance of political parties supporting the Black community. So do not miss the rebroadcast of Truth on Politics this Monday, Labor Day Monday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. Speaking of The Truth, before break, we were talking about Republican State Senator John Jagler, who recently called out MPS, stating that MPS is breaking the law, plain and simple. Now, this is in response to Act 12. So back in June of 2023, Governor Tony Evers signed the Shared Revenue Bill, also known as Act 12, into the law back in June of 2023. Now, Act 12 required 25 officers to be in place by January of this year. So January of 2024, and that never happened. Senator John Jagler says, it's clear that they're not going to be ready in time for the start of the school year. They're breaking the law, plain and simple. Now, before we took the break, Telly, you were questioning, hey, why is this guy from all the way in Watertown getting his nose in Milwaukee public school business?
Sure was.
Well,
and this is why it's important to do your research. And I'm glad that you did it for me this time. But this is the reason why you do your research. But please continue.
So State Senator John Jagler is the chair of the Committee on Education for the state of Wisconsin. So as a member of the Wisconsin State Legislature, he is the chair of the Committee on Education. So that would give him all the authority
yes,
to be able to state that MPS, plain and simple, his words, not mine, are breaking the law. And that's why I wanted to push back, because before I even established that State Senator Jagler was the chair of the Committee on Education for Wisconsin, I'm like, whoever's coming and calling out MPS has every right to. Because once again, you were supposed to turn in your homework back in January. And here it is here it is August. And we are about to enter a new academic year.
Next week.
And you still didn't turn in your homework.
Yep. And it is so sad, because these are things that have been attainable, but you see where the priorities are. When you have so many other things going on, you can't even follow through on the things that you have already promised and have been signed into law. Like you keep stating, this is a law that was signed, Act 12, in June of 2023. And so they gave them 6 months to get it figured out and said, okay, by January 2024, when these new taxes go into effect, these school resource officers are included. Only 25. That's so crazy to me. It's only 25. That's like three high schools, basically.
Let me add to your shock factor here. Now, in a letter that a public open letter that State Senator Jagler wrote to MPS, in the letter it says MPS has been in discussion with stakeholders, including student groups, the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association, the Administrators and Supervisors Council, district staff, just listen to this list, community members, and the Milwaukee Police Department. The goal has been to develop a plan in partnership with Milwaukee Police Department that redefines the previous role of the school resource officer in MPS. Check this out, Telly. In addition to all of those stakeholders I just described, MPS conducted on-site visits at public schools. Ready for this? Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County, Georgia, and Bibb County, Georgia. During these visits, MPS representatives observe school resource officer programs that implement a variety of practices focused on improving relationships between schools, law enforcement, youth, and the greater community. All that sounds great, right? All that sounds great. Now, the two questions that State Senator John Jagler has, along with myself, is who do you think paid for these trips? I mean, we all know who paid for these trips. Let's just, for the purpose of entertainment. Who paid for all of these trips to Atlanta and D.C. and Fulton County, Georgia?
I used to live in Bibb County. That's down there in southern Georgia. But yeah, we know that
the taxpayers,
the people of Milwaukee residents.
So if you're sending employees on trips that the taxpayers' dollars are funding, not only how much did these trips cost, which is another question that State Senator John Jagler filed as part of the open records request with MPS, but what happens now? You did all this shadowing. You went all across the country and you did all this shadowing at the expense of taxpayers. And it's August 29th. What happens now? Because the policy that was put into a bill, which was then put into law, it's not been followed. There are no school resource officers ready. So Telly, again, you had all these conversations. You had, including student groups, the MPD, the Milwaukee Police Department. You went on trips. You job shadowed. You observed. Why is this not done?
And you've had all these committees that have been able to get together. So clearly you should have a bunch of, intelligent people that can come up with a plan that can get 25 resource officers in schools. Like what, how much training, how much job shadowing that you need to see? That's like somebody coming to job shadow you about doing a radio show, DT, and they already in radio. It's like, how many times do you need to come into the studio to see into the microphone to understand that you need to find out a program to talk into the microphone?
But here's the thing. They job shadow us. Then they go to ESPN LA. and Job Shadow in LA. Then they go to ESPN Chicago. Then they go to all of our sister stations all across the country as part of Good Karma Brand.
And then come back and still don't figure out how they can start their own radio show.
Now, before we move on, I have to share this because I know a number of our valued listeners are either parents of students that are attending MPS schools or taxpaying citizens. Check this out. MPS was contacted by WISN 12 News. Part of their mission, MPS mission, is to interface with the public, interface with the community, interface with parents, educators, etc. Do you know what MPS did? They declined an on-camera interview with WISN, but released this statement. And I'm going to read what the statement says. MPS goal is to have a plan that redefines the previous role of the school resource officers by balancing the requirements of the state with a focus on restorative and responsive culture in our schools. The district has worked on this plan extensively over the past few months. We continue to collaborate with stakeholders, including the Milwaukee Police Department, to complete a proposal that will meet the requirements of the state and serve our students. Baloney. I call straight, not even Oscar Mayer, no label, baloney. Garbage.
You know, it's so much easier to release a statement, DT, because you could have someone that is a great statement writer.
Man.
But when it's time to get on camera and answer questions, like, you decline that because you don't want the truth to come out, or you want to only answer the questions that you want to address and not the ones that people want to know. And I mean, because people want to know, after understanding this information, and that letter was made public by Senator John Jagler, asking what has been going on. Why have you been dragging your feet? You've been to these different cities. And
this is the law.
Yeah, this is information that the public didn't know about. So now that we know about this, it makes it look even worse that you've done all of these things and you still have been unable to come up with a program.
This continues, y'all. The soap opera continues. The Young and the Restless of NPS. When we come back, a former NBA star who started his own charter school here in the Midwest has banned all cell phone use. When we come back, we're going to hear from this former NBA star, because there's been a lot of controversy around different states banning the use of cell phones in public schools as well as charter schools. We're going to learn who this NBA star is and focus on the delivery, the message, and the messenger regarding the reception of this rule. Stay tuned. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
What's up, Truth Nation? Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Friday Eve, y'all. Or as Telly says, Friday Junior. It is Thursday. It's Labor Day weekend. Y'all, yes, I'm going to keep it real. During the break, I was like, is Truth Nation asleep this morning?
Yeah, what's up? I mean, like, man. Hey, DT, I feel like we have every right. When we ain't on point, we get called out. Let's call out Truth Nation. Y'all, look, y'all normally be on point right now. We be getting a lot of smoke on the YouTube message board, on our True Talking text line, and it has been empty. Now, if everybody started packing up and leaving for the final holiday,
or sleep
for the summer,
they might be sleeping in.
Yeah. Like, if you planned it right, we talk about that. You could have you a little 4-day weekend if you planned your vacation day for tomorrow and get off early today. But yeah, but you know, holler at us. Let us know you're out there.
I'm like this, Bueller. Anyone? Look at the young people. They're like, what's a Bueller?
That's a Bueller.
Y'all feel me? 80s, 90s babies. Bueller.
Yeah.
Because seriously, and Telly, I love how you said that. Because, you know, if we do something, it is just.
Yeah.
The heat just comes. And I'm like, I literally, during the break, Truth Nation, I was like, Telly, is it Christmas? Because there is literally no action today. I'm just like, are y'all good? Truth Nation, just let Telly and I know. The Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Even if you just text a thumbs up, just let us know you all right.
Yes, let us know you all
I'm
right.
I'm seriously concerned.
And be like, look.
I'm like, is there?
Be like, hey, we on one this weekend. We get it. We just want to know that you're going to get there safely. That's all.
Look, Telly, because if we could end the show early, I'm not mad. The bed is still right there. It's around the corner for me. So if y'all don't want us today, if just want to start with Sherwin or Noni Juice and Benjamin, I have no problem turning left.
Hey, look. You say,
y'all hear my bed?
Look, y'all ain't the only ones that feel that way some mornings, all right?
Again, we just ask it for a lifeline. Can y'all just, oh, here we go. Look, Sonny said, thank you. Sonny said, I'm still asleep. I went to bed at 1 a.m.
Okay.
Like I'm still young. Hey, Sonny. All I know right. That's
well,
right.
Well, thank you. Well see,
thank you.
We didn't know what was going on a Wednesday night. Like, look, it was going down clearly, but we just want to know what's up because this is abnormal behavior. That's right.
And look, Thomasina said, Telly, I'm excited about Friday Junior 2. Dwayne says, good morning, beautiful coach. Good morning, beautiful people on my good morning.
All right.
Good morning, Mr. T. Kiana says, there's lots of traffic.
Okay,
good morning, good people.
That could be frustrating too, yeah. Like, you ain't trying to talk
better.
To us and you mad and honking at the people in front of you. So, Kiana, we feel you. We were just trying to see if everybody was with us on this August 29th.
Oh my gosh, Telly is a fool. Telly said, hey, I get it. I just need to know what was going on now that I know that you in traffic.
I
feel you.
Like,
Telly, you
look,
a straight
hey, just
East
keep
St.
listening.
Louis.
Yeah. You ain't gotta respond. Just keep listening. We'll try to keep you calm. Because I'm not a fan of traffic either, especially when it's unnecessary, which is a lot of unnecessary traffic in Milwaukee. Gene says, good morning. The children's are super extra this morning. I'm just trying to get this kid to school. All right, G. It's one of them mornings. Okay, we get it.
Say, look, Telly, you see my face? I'm good now.
Because
I was worried.
All right, yeah.
I was like, is Truth Nation okay? Is it Christmas? Like, what did I miss? What's going on in Milwaukee? We got it now. There's traffic.
Yeah.
We're trying to get these kids back into the swing of school. Thank you for communicating. We love and appreciate y'all, Truth Nation.
All right, yeah.
Now we got some coming in on the YouTube message board. I'm listening, just having a business morning. Traffic, what is going on?
It's
another
off
listener
chain.
That said traffic
right,
is off the chain.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have
Can we find out what's
reporter?
Going on with traffic?
Yeah, let's see. I haven't seen anything on the monitors, but yeah, if you're stuck in traffic, Just hold on. Just chill out. I know it could be tough, especially you just trying to get to work, man. I get it.
Now that you've heard the kind and pleasant Telly give you his advice, let me give you mine. Blow your horn. Tell them to get out the way. Tell them to quit texting on a phone. Blow your horn, and then when you go past their window, you give them that little special. No, I'm just playing.
Hey, why is it, DT, why is it in Milwaukee, and I know I'm not the only person that feels this way, why is merging such a big deal? It seems like whenever they say it's going to go from two lanes to one, it's like, oh my gosh, I have to make a really, really important decision. It's like, no, you slow down and move over. You don't come to a complete stop. Merge.
Telly, the reason why I'm looking like this, y'all, you got to check us out. I know some of y'all are driving, so please, if you're driving, don't go to YouTube. But for those who are able to go to YouTube, you got to check me and Telly out. You can stream and watch all of your favorite talk show hosts here on The Truth from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. But you got to look at my face. So, Telly, okay, can I be transparent and vulnerable at the same time with you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm that person that people blow at me. And you know, you're familiar with Dallas. So, you know, in Dallas, that's all you have is merge. It's
yes.
All merge. But here's the thing. I'm not a Texan. You know, I'm still, Telly, I cannot tell you. And you know, Texas people are really nice. And for them to like flip you off or curse at you or demonstrate road rage. But every time, for some reason, I'm that person. When I, and it's time for me to merge, I stop. And I'm nervous because I see cars coming, Telly. Like, give us a solution for the people that don't want to. I'm that person. I'm like, I'm scared.
You just put on your blinker. It says merge. That's not a stop sign. All you got to do is look in your rearview mirror in your passenger side and see if there's a car coming. And you either speed up and get in if there isn't. And if there is, you slow down, let them pass, and then you merge in.
Okay, so just so y'all know, DJ Ricky, our producer, for those that are, because we've had a number of Truth Nation listeners let us know that the traffic is off the chain this morning.
Yes, 43 South is horrible. That's what Thomas DJ Ricky said.
Yeah, what's the update, DJ Ricky, with the traffic? You've got the most update. What's going on?
So the update is it was a tow truck that was towing a trailer that flipped over on the highway. So that's why it's backed up the way it is.
Oh, man. So if you're traveling 43 South, that if you're traveling 43 South, yes, you are in traffic or you will be approaching traffic. So leave a little earlier.
I'm laughing at Tony on the True Talker text line because I said blow your horn. Don't be nice like Telly. He goes, I did, but they blew the horn back at me.
See? See, Tony, all advice ain't good advice, man. Sometimes you got to filter through and say and ask yourself, is this going to.
Let me tell y'all right now, and this is DJ Ricky. You can put this in the archive. When it comes to rationalization and acting with logic versus emotions, always listen to Telly. Do not listen to me. Because I'm just waiting to have to use my MPD, Milwaukee Police Department, Milwaukee Sheriff's Office, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, David Crawley, all y'all. You know I got all y'all cell phones. I tell them every time I see them, I ain't called you yet.
Right.
Listen to Telly when it comes to not using your emotions, but using logic. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Again, as our producer, DJ Ricky, let us know, 43 South. It's a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
If you can avoid 43 South, do it and keep blowing your horn. No, I'm just playing. Keep locked in to the best 40 show on planet Earth. When we come back, we're going to get into NBA, former NBA star, doing great things in the Midwest community, but also letting his students know, cell phones, not today. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.